we don't raise any more cattle or animals, then the earth will be more sustainable. No more greenhouse gas or methane gas from the animals. No more multiplying all the time. Whatever we have already, we keep it, yeah? And no more, you know, raising for profit and meat. Then the earth will recover, yeah? After a while, all the cows will be gone the natural way, and then all the land will be planted with trees, vegetable again, you know? Because if you raise cattle 50 years later, you still cannot truly cultivate on that land. It's been stamped, you know, and hard and deprived of sustainable quality. They just have to stop meat eating because it's bad karma also. It's not just about the methane gas. And every day we air all kind of warning sign and warning evidence. My God, what are they talking about all day except this? This is the only important thing right now, right? First you have to survive and then you can do anything else you want. But if you don't survive, you don't have the planet. What's the use? Yeah? We try our best, ne? Apart from working very hard already, we spread the news, we go out with flyers and everything, and we advertise on newspapers from our own pocket, yeah? We air it on TV from our own money. We tell everybody we know. Some do care, they say, oh yeah, they're interested, they want to know, they really care, but maybe they forget afterward, you know, because there is TV to watch, theater to enjoy, husband and wife relationship, you know, and children, and they don't seem to know what is a priority, you know, or more still money, business, you know. There's a film called I Am a Legend, yeah? Will Smith, yeah? The city is besieged with mutated people who has been sick and transformed into vicious animal-like, yeah. And the main character is still alive, the only normal person in the whole city of New York. Everywhere is so deserted and just full of mutated animals, vicious animals and vicious humans. And he walk on the whole floor covered with money, and he go into the bank vault, it's full of gold bars, and you know, you just see the truly useless nonsense of making money or amassing money. If you see him walking on stacks of money, my God, it really drive home the message. But people watch it and just think entertainment. Because if they are afraid, then they have to do something. So we do what we do, you know, at least you're doing it with your heart. You give the flyer and all that, okay, maybe some people awaken and maybe those people will affect other people. We just hope, okay? We're always hoping, yeah? Positive thinking is better than negative. But whatever, okay? We just meditate, yeah? Help people the way we're always doing and distribute the flyer, awaken whoever they can. Yeah. Some of them are scared, but then have to do something, you know, not just put the seeds in the attic, you know, and save it for in case, you know, I mean, what's the use of saving the seeds when gas poison all over, you know, and people are all dying and disease, you know, who's going to eat them? Huh? If we die, nobody eat them. Or even if they save so much, it's maybe just enough for a few, you know. The wealthy and the able, the one who can reach it, the one who will be able to profit from it. Oh, I don't understand human. And the point is, maybe some of us think that, okay, we have money, we'll be able to survive, or we reach the seed and we plant it again and all that, but who knows, maybe you can't. Rich or poor. When disaster strike, you know, it'd be difficult to tell whether you have money or you're powerful, you can survive or not. And even you survive how long, you know? If the whole planet is destroyed or polluted, where do you go with your seeds, with your money, with your power? Huh? And one more thing. If all the poor people die, or most poor people die, they are the workforce. Yeah? Who's going to plant seed for you? It is the workers, the farmers, the poor people who are cleaning the road, planting the trees, yeah, sowing the seeds. So I don't understand the thinking of this world. Do you understand me? Okay, I know you understand, but then we're doing our best, okay? We still do the flyer, who knows, it might help, yeah? But still, yeah, you understand the feeling, you know, right? Well, it's happening everywhere already. Well, at least they are a little bit panicky now, you know, it seems like all the government concentrate on it. At least it's some of the topic to discuss, you see? And they gather here and there, talk about it, you know, recently. Yeah, they have to concretely do it. Everybody knows by now, from the UN report, that meat-eating, animal raising, yeah, is the one of the worst factor, or even the worst factor of climate change, yeah? A global warming. And nobody talk about it. Everybody, okay, new energy, a biofuel, a hybrid car, a compressed car, carbon sucking machine, dig a hole and store the carbon, as if it will not burst one day. And before that, you have to breathe in already, as if it will not affect you. I don't understand this. I mean, what is so difficult to put down one piece of meat and replace it with one piece of tofu, which is exactly the same, better nutrition, better for your health, more economized. How can anybody not just sacrifice a little palate taste, even if the meat tastes that great, even if they so love the meat, how can they not sacrifice it just for the sake of everybody's survival and their own children? How cannot? Just replace one piece of meat with another piece of tofu, that's all there was. Yeah, and especially even nowadays, we have all kind of vegetarian meat. It tastes so delicious. Yeah? You know, like even soya, it looked the same. Huh? I don't know if it tastes the same or not. It tastes good to me. It tastes delicious, even better. Yeah? Still cannot put down that piece of meat. And no matter if they die tomorrow or their children suffer or not. It's not just about dying, it's suffering, mental and physical, psychological, emotional, you know, before dying. Because of all this gas, you know, it's already in the air. It affects people a lot. But they don't admit it, they don't even claim on it. Well, some already say that it is because of that. Some scientists already do research and say it is because of global warming, that people have more mental illness, more internal organs failure and all that. There's evidence everywhere, but seems like nobody listen, nobody care. Still we continue to do it, okay? And then if we die, oh well, we die happy. Where else do we go? We have only one planet, yeah? Even if now they want to go to live in Mars or Venus or thinking of other planet already, you know, oh, we found some planet look like Earth. How look like? Huh? How like? Huh? You have to go up there and bring machines up there to build houses. Oh, how much can a satellite carry? How much can a rocket carry? How many people at the time? Yeah? How much fuel you have before you can carry people up? And how much machine you need, no? All kind of machine you need, yeah? For agriculture, for making clothes. Oh la la, or we go back to the ancient time, you know, weaving, you know, looming, yeah? Uh-huh. And sewing the seed with fingers, because there will be no equipment up there. Then go back to natural, also fine. Only if we even have another planet to talk about. That's hundreds of light years apart. Even if you find it. How? Huh? We don't even have oil anymore. I mean, very less now, huh? By the time they burn all the oil, they live in the mid-air somewhere. The rocket will not fly any further to another planet. And then they'll go around, 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 eating a sunflower seed that they brought with, or peanuts. Huh? And then what? The smart people should know all this. It's so far-fetched, the people who live in the city and who live in a faraway area, they think nothing happened to them, but it's happening. It just happened more to the people who near the gas, You see, the gas fuming from the ocean and from the land that's been defrosting is fuming everywhere. It's just that at the moment it's not so intense, yeah? And then you probably have a headache when you pass by some place, you don't know why suddenly the headache comes, you don't know suddenly your heart hurt, burned, you don't know why today your liver is no good, and then you take medicine and you forget about it, you know what I mean? But it'd be more and more intense if we don't do something.
You mean it's already started?
It started a long time already. It's just not intensive enough yet. You know, the density. The gas amount is not yet so lethal. Okay? It is lethal to some people in some area where it's more direct, nearby. But most people that live far away, a little effect, you know? Or not yet effect. Or very little effect. Then they just blame, okay, I eat something bad yesterday, or maybe I drink too much alcohol, and blame it on drinking, or food, or, you know, or bad mood, or, you know, maybe, okay, old age, or whatever, don't know that. Yeah, incredible. Human is incredible.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Positive thinking also happens sometimes. The positive people believe in We can change it. We already did, and we will continue. We will change it. Yes, yes, yeah, for everyone, for the world, for our children, for ourselves, and for the second goodness. Yeah, it's still a beautiful planet, and we must save it. They should not be too busy fighting each other. They should be busy fighting disaster, saving the planet. We spend a lot of energy already killing. It's about time they spend energy and money for saving. Yes. Saving life instead of destroying life. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So at least our group, we have to use all our might, all our sacrifice we can just to awaken the world and lead them into positive era. They have to think positive. But if they don't do something, they have to do something to save the planet, yeah? Mm-hmm. To save the lives of the inhabitants as well, including themselves. Mm-hmm. Suppose the whole planet destroyed, how much a billion money can help you? Huh? But when a disaster struck this planet, they kill everyone. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yes.
There's no weapon in the space or in the moon or anywhere can even help anyone at that time at all. No matter what kind of president you are, or which country you rule, there's nothing. You are nothing. You are dust. You are worse, less than dust at that time. You become nada. Niente. Nix. Non-existent. Finished in seconds. Less than seconds. You understand me?
Yes.
Because we're destroying the planet. And we're fighting each other instead of fighting the real enemy.
Mm.
You know? That is the destroying of the planet and the ruin the resource of the world. We are short, you know, if we don't stop. We'll be short of many things. And then the real war really broke out.
Mm.
When people are hungry and desperate, then nothing can stop. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Because they're already desperate. They're already pushed to the wall already. They have nothing to lose. Then there will be much more trouble than now. So do what you can and think what you can. Okay? All positive. All for reconstruction of this world, all saving of the world.
It's been a pleasure to have you with us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 5 of Save Our Planet from the Karma of Killing. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May our world be blessed by the wisdom of heaven.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.